Okay, hello, welcome back. So I'm so excited for today's episode because I have an amazing guest here and she's sitting across from me giggling, but it is my best friend and my also my business partner, Hannah. So if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know that we have a business called Project Rediscovering You. So today we want to talk all about that. But yeah, I just think we're going to have a chat. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how it came about. But I want, firstly, Hannah to introduce herself, which she absolutely hates. So go for it, Hannah.
Why do I hate that question so much? But yeah, my name is Hannah. Thank you so much for having me on. So I am an online coach and I'm currently helping women improve their self-image through a holistic approach. So more mind, body and soul.
I love that. It's actually not an awkward question though.
Why is it? I find it so... It's like people asking your age or people asking you like...
Yeah,
I do. Sarah Sime, no one asks you these questions.
I do find the minute you have to introduce yourself, you're like, I'm this. And I do this and I do that. Rather, I would love you to talk about rediscovering you and how it came about because they hear me talking all the time. So please talk us through.
Do you want the tea?
Yeah, give us the tea.
The real tea. So rediscovering you is probably our little baby. Is probably nearly two. Would that be right?
No, it's only a year old.
Oh my god. Well, this has been in the pipeline for so long. I feel like us even speaking about it. And we'll probably go through it now. There's so many stages for how rediscovering you where like actually is where it is. But me and Kira met, that's it, Bali, 2 years ago. So yeah, we met in Bali and obviously Kira is a relationship of food coach and I had no idea who Kira was, had no idea with her background. We didn't actually think we would even be friends, did we?
No.
Like, not to say we didn't like each other, but we weren't probably each other's cup of tea, were we?
I think I just would have looked at Hannah and
she judged me.
And she judged me too, but I would have looked at Hannah and I definitely would have been like, she isn't my cup of tea. Like,
Tell people why.
I didn't think we'd get on. And to be honest, I think we've talked about this now, I think what it was for me was maybe intimidation. And I didn't even realize it was intimidation at the start. Like, I think not to just talk about someone's looks, because I don't mean this. I know you hate just being known for that. I don't mean it like that, but... I think you initially judge someone straight away when you 100%. Obviously just see them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's only until you get to know someone. But I think that was originally what it was. It was maybe intimidation because I was like, look at this pretty girl. She was in my gym. We never even spoke once.
No.
That's wild.
And I think it's so interesting because it is kind of, we'll talk about rediscovering you, but like, it's not about look.
No.
It's not about your body. It's so much like deeper than that. And once we actually, never judge a book by its cover, but once we got to know each other, like how divine that everything I suppose was just... always meant to be. But yeah, we met in Bali and just from a really good friendship, we got speaking. I was getting to know a little bit more about Kira and her coaching. She got to know a little bit about me and my background. And we both kind of felt, we were both in the fitness industry for so long, fat loss coaching, fat loss is such a big thing. But even with our own struggles and the clients that we were working with, it was so much more than image. And I think we both felt the fitness industry was just solely 6 week shreds. It was like this false identity of what confidence actually was. And that wasn't the type of work that we need to do with our clients, even the work that we need to do on ourselves. So I think from having really good organic conversations, we found such a gap in the market, if you want to say that, of what people actually wanted when they were speaking about gaining that confidence. And it wasn't just with fixing their external appearance or changing themselves or the fat loss phases. And although we do help with body image and your physical appearance, rediscovering you so much more than that.
Sorry to cut across. I think as well, we had been, both of us have gone through, like, you already know my background, so I'm not going to bore you with that, but like Hannah's background was actually very similar with like thinking you needed to be thin and you were going to gain all this confidence and you were going to be like yourself more or feel a little bit more worthy. Now I know you had a lot more of like the self-image as well, like the extensions, the makeup, the filler, whatever it might have been for you. And mine was obviously solely body image, but I think we both went through so many of those fat loss periods that made us even more kind of disordered than anything. And I think through that we realized that that wasn't number one how we were ever getting confident. We actually weren't confident at all of anything,
riddled with wearing scares.
I actually cared more about how I looked in my body image. The smaller I was, the more I actually cared about people's opinions and what they thought. Like, did they think I was at the point on weight? Did they think I was lean? And
but it's because you felt, this is the problem, when you rely solely on your appearance to be your confidence, it's your only be all end all. So it's what you think you have to offer to the world. Whereas with rediscovering you and what we're always obviously about is when you figure out how to gain confidence in your whole being, your whole sense of self, you don't rely just on one avenue to be confident. And if anything, this is the nice thing, is like when people come to us looking to improve their self-image or their body image, you will actually heal your physical appearance by removing the pressures that you put on it and finding and rediscovering the other parts of yourself.
Wow.
And people don't really realize that, because the amount of control we put on our physical appearance when it's the only thing. So it's actually hard to get people to step away from that.
Yeah.
But when you do, and you actually see every part of yourself, it's like, it's life changing.
I know. I think as well, we always have these conversations with the girls who are in the project right, well, the project right now we're having these conversations with, but it's not putting that physical goal on such a pedestal. And what the one thing that I think we really try to get across with, even within the rediscovering you, I think that's the main thing that we try and get across, is that like, if you genuinely have a good relationship with yourself, I don't think people understand that your body will be a natural 100%. Byproduct of that. And people think that like it's the other way around, but and they'll take care of themselves more when they get into a body. But what about the negative talk? What about the limiting self-belief? What about how you speak to yourself every day? What about how you treat yourself every day? Like, these things don't change just in a different body. You actually have to change them from within.
100%.
And something that I always say to even my clients and even to the project girls now is that, yeah, you're just, your lifestyle is a byproduct of your body image. And I'll never forget that. Someone else said that to me before, and I was like, oh my God, that is bloody golden. Because it's like, when you have, when you heal a relationship with food, when you heal the relationship you have with yourself, you will naturally want to eat good. You will naturally want to move your body, which therefore keeps you in that quote unquote, if you want to say, the body image that you want as such. But I do feel, even for like the reason that people struggle with the likes of fat loss, or they're constantly back at square one, or they're constantly doing these 8-week programs or shreds or whatever you want to call them, is because they never actually truly learn.
Absolutely.
And I don't think they, I don't think they learn enough. But this conversation, sorry, is like absolutely lighting my soul up.
No, I'm loving it. But no, and I think as well, like, these are the conversations that me and you had for about a year before you discovering you came. And I think we were back and forth, and I was like, there's no coincidence that with my journey, your journey, the clients that we're both dealing with, then we ended up doing our first sold out event where we kind of tested the waters, and everyone's dealing with the same thing. And by the way, it's not that we're against fat loss, by the way, or your physical appearance, and it can sometimes maybe come across that way, but the people we're dealing with are the people who are probably reliant on having to fix themselves to feel good about themselves.
Absolutely.
And even the people that we work with, we always say, if you want to do a fat loss thing or like change yourself, cool. But this is like that step beforehand. Like, if you're finding, like what you just said, that like you're constantly back at square one, the negative self-talk, the inner critic, and look, exactly what you said about your routine, your lifestyle is a byproduct. So your thoughts, what we always say, your thoughts create your actions. So yeah, if your actions and your life around you are not what you want, there's a reason for that. It's like a mindset thing. It's how you, you know, you speak to yourself, and that's really where we come in and like fixing that.
Yeah.
So that if you do whatever goal, like, we have girls traveling the world on their own, relationships. It's not just about, you know, then we have people running marathons and like changing their body, but like, this is actually for enhancing your whole life across the board. It's not just one physical thing, do you know?
I think as well, that's why we're actually sitting down today, because we do, we're not gonna lie, I think we find it difficult. Because they're actually, for rediscovering you, there isn't a particular niche. Like, your own coaching is, let's just say, mindset. You can talk about that now in a second, but like, even my coaching is just solely relationship with food. Mm. So we've combined two of our coaching. So we actually can't give you one particular niche that this is for. It's for, like you said, everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to understand themselves a little bit better, to not be held back by themselves anymore, to create a good relationship with food and their body image. It's just, it covers such a wide variety, which sometimes you can think, like, I know we've always been taught, like, knuckle down and have a niche and so, like, that type of thing. Whereas I feel like we cover so much, which is such a great thing, because again, it welcomes in anybody. Like, we've had clients who like eventually set up a nail business, who eventually
traveling across the world,
when traveling. What else have we had? We've had some wild ones,
but we've had like relationships, and like what you just said there is what we kind of even want to get across, is and why we actually brought this together.
Yeah.
Like, even though your relationship with food, let's just say I was mindset or whatever else, I was dealing with, you know, the negative self-talk. For me, it was depression, anxiety. But like, at the base of everything, it was like all or nothing thinking.
So
this is where we're kind of getting at things, where me and Kira were like, God, we're chalking cheese here. But actually, when you remove the labels and we look at what's actually going on, it's the exact same thing. So if you want to step outside your comfort zone, we're not teaching just how to do that with food. We're teaching like with everything. So you can like go and get a new job. You can travel the world. You can go to the gym class that you want. You can wear the sports bra in the gym. Like, we're not saying that you're going to fix one thing. You're actually going to fix everything. Because behind it, the mindset has changed.
Yeah, it's such a, it's just a ripple effect though, isn't it? And I think our stories are, they're so different but so similar. Like Hannah just said, everything that we were both struggling with, so the beliefs, the not good enough, that just for me came out in my body image and food. For Hannah, it might have been something completely, she's giggling.
Everything else.
No, but it might have been something different for her. But at the core of it, we're all feeling the same. And I think that that's exactly what Rediscovering You is about, is showing you that, like, the girls who are in the current project now, oh my God, they're such, like, when we had them on a call a couple of weeks ago, but we were basically going through, like, how they're getting on so far. I think it was, like, the fourth week in they're getting from the project. But it was such a wide variety of things that everybody has come to the project for. But you can see at the core, they were all describing the exact same thoughts. So the belief of, like, I'm not good enough, I couldn't possibly do that.
Limiting beliefs. Yeah, absolutely. But I think as well, the sold out event that we had, it goes to show that people are dealing with these things all of the time. And I think that's why we really wanted to get across that we were so used to doing maybe fat loss coaching. That's really all I've seen online. I know there's different types of coaches, but especially for us in regards to image and confidence, it really has only been change your physique.
Yeah.
So I think it was really important that we were like, actually, let's use this and utilize this and bring out our own type of coaching that works so much more deeper than what people are getting right now.
100%.
And bridge that kind of gap between inner and outer confidence.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where the project came about in the 8 weeks. And the topics that we chose to kind of teach the girls, they've been chopped and changed a million times, but every project is getting like 10 times better, which is like really exciting.
I feel like from our first project, we've learned so much. Like honestly, so much. Like
when we're not gonna lie, we this is trial and error, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think when you're developing something, like Hannah said, this is like so new. Like I don't think anybody in the industry is actually doing something like that. And that's not like, oh, look at me, I'm not saying it in that way.
I think it's really difficult as well, like compared to who we're up against. It's like the quick fixes. It's like if you're dealing and struggling with confidence and someone's like, 6 weeks, join me, like, and do this and change your physical appearance. I know I've done it a million times over because I'm desperate for change. So if someone says to me, no, do the longer route and take the long-term lifestyle change, absolutely not. So I do understand that. So it's harder to market.
But you know yourself, like I know even when I first stepped into just relationship with food, or you first just stepped into, no, I want to work on mindset, I want to work on limited beliefs, like for your own coaching, it's so hard to market because, you know, you're not seeing that physical transformation. But that's one thing that we also don't have in our own coaching, and we didn't bring into the project either, because we wanted the project to solely be about repairing the relationship that you have with yourself. And like I said, that can be anything. So if you're listening to this and you're, I don't know, you're struggling with your negative self-talk, or you're struggling with your body image, or you're struggling with your relationship with food, whatever it might be, we have you covered. But I think that's kind of the main thing that we wanted the project to be about, and it can mean anything for anyone.
Absolutely. I think as well, I believe in it so much because it's my journey, it's your journey. It's now I've seen it with the girls that I'm not going to force that down someone's neck with photograph. Like I believe in so much that I should sell itself in that sense. And I think the world needs a bit more connection, and like I feel like we've all lost ourselves that kind of way, that it's great to kind of have these tools and resources, that it doesn't always have to be super physical. And as we said at the start, you will actually fix everything physically, you know, when you start going and tapping that little bit deeper as well.
So like if you're someone who is like has been doing the 8 week shreds, has constantly gone back to fat loss programs,
or back to square one.
If you're constantly finding yourself going backwards, or you get there for a period of time and then you feel like you can't maintain it, like I would urge you, like if you haven't already went and read some of our feedback on all of our previous projects, or even just message one of us to actually have a chat about it, honestly, I would suggest you do so. And I know that this, like I'm essentially selling my own business here. We're really here to just actually sell you a completely different lifestyle approach, and to know that like time and time again, you don't have to be let down, you don't have to be disappointed, you don't have to end up back in square one. And our project literally gives you all of the tools that you need for future reference that you can always come back to. So I just wanted to, like, if anybody's sitting on the fence, I would suggest you go and read some of the feedback.
I think as well, from being, like, I've been in that situation, which is why I'm a coach, so have you, so have all of the girls who have signed up. I'm sympathizing with that. Like, I know how hard it is when you're constantly back on square one, you've no one in your corner, and like, I know I thought I was broken. I thought it's my fault. The amount of, like, my inner critic just grew because I was constantly giving out to myself. Like I was embarrassed of myself, I had so much shame about myself that I couldn't keep up with other people. I was like comparing, being like, why can't I do this when, you know? And then that's why we do change. I wanted the big job, I wanted this, I wanted to change my body to try and keep up when these things were so easy, easily fixed once the right support and education was actually given.
Yeah.
So if anyone is annoyed at themselves, it's not you.
No, it's not you. And usually it is just the
small changes.
Yeah, and it's the approach that you're taking. Like, 100%. If you have tried the same approach time and time again, just in a different coach, the reality is it's probably not the coach, it's probably the actual,
yeah.
It's probably the actual approach that these coaches are taking.
Yeah.
And I know it can be easy. Like, again, I've done it time and time again. When I didn't really want to do the work on my relationship with food, yeah, or my body image, I bought into the quick fixes. So just know that, like, we have done it and we completely relate. But yeah, we're just hoping to bring probably a little bit more, I suppose, understanding and help you feel, sorry, less alone, and know that there is something out there for you and an approach that actually works.
Yeah.
So do you want to run, will we talk about like 8 weeks itself, the topics covered? Yeah, I'm going to let you start because it's week one is your week.
Yeah, so we've been back and forth on this, haven't we? Like, so like, what do people need? What are people experiencing? What can we help? And we definitely think as the projects are going on, we will probably add a lot more in. We have such big plans.
Yeah.
But again, our project is divided into 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And we always say we're not promising that like every single week you're gonna, like, everything's gonna click, but we will promise by the end of everything and all the weeks come together. It's like a puzzle piece, which the girls always say. And you will have every tool that you will ever need to kind of conquer any goal that you have. Again, fat loss, if it's body image, if it's relationship with food, if it's traveling the world. But week one is one of my favorites, and that is coping mechanisms. So yeah, week one is all about coping mechanisms. And yeah, I think it's interesting that this is why this topic has probably been there, because you have dealt with things completely different. I have dealt with things completely different. But then again, at the core, the problems, the roots, the deep limiting beliefs were the exact same. So in this week, we kind of go through negative coping mechanisms, why we need to self-soothe, what that actually looks like, your fight or flight. And again, even in relationship with food, it's like binging, restriction. That is why you probably go for food, because you're in that stress response. For myself, that could be like drinking, it could be drugs, it could be overspending, the girls kind of know themselves, isolating, avoiding. And yeah, I think when you can figure out the ways that you cope with difficult situations, thoughts, events, because we can't stop negative things happen to us, but we can definitely react and respond better. So that week one is really important to kind of give the girls the tools to regulate better, to understand their stress responses, to see actually how they're dealing with things, and obviously give them the tools straight away, right in week one, to kind of change that.
Yeah, if anybody, Hannah said something interesting there, was just the word self-soothe. So that's literally what I would have been doing even through binge, and you would have been doing through drink or drugs. And yeah, it's just a way to get away from those negative emotions. But I think week one, kicking it off with that, is stunning.
Yeah, I think as well, I'll even speak for myself, when I didn't understand or didn't have the tools better, I would give out to myself so much for dealing with things how I did. If I avoided, or I went on a spree of like shopping, spent all my money, or done whatever. And probably the same with yourself, with binging, you feel this amount of guilt and shame afterwards, like it's something you've done wrong. But when you can understand, especially in week one, it's just a way to protect yourself, you know, from difficult situations. It's actually so healing, especially within the first week, to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And it's not a bad thing, it's just your body trying to soothe itself.
Yeah, I think as well, I think you've just mentioned something greater, shame, like something that we deal with a lot, and all the project girls have dealt with some level of shame about themselves because of how they react or how they handle situations. So I think like trying, like almost eliminating that firstly in the first week is incredible, because it just makes someone feel lighter.
Absolutely.
Going into the project, because they're like, oh my god, I wasn't broken, there's not something wrong with me, you know. And I think it just takes that shame away, because I know for me, and I'm sure for yourself, but I think as we talk about it, we didn't know this, because I was so alone in my bubble of like binging.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
And you don't want to talk about it.
It's a negative attachment. Yeah. Like it's labels or whatever.
Yeah. And I think you've so much shame towards it. Whereas when you open up, and that's such a powerful thing about the project, is that we have combined obviously the one-to-one, so you get to work with either myself or Hannah depending on your goals, but then you also get the community. So you're not only tackling the shame that you might feel to open up to just one of us about the issues that you might be dealing with, but also some people are really ready to open up to a group who can really relate to them. So I think it's honestly just,
there's power in unity. So yeah, on week one, then we have coping mechanisms, and that is going to be paired with your mindfulness activity that we also drop every single week. And the reason that we have mindfulness, it's honestly the most important thing to calm your nervous system, but connect back with your body. So many of us are living in our heads that we actually don't know how to tap into our bodies at all. We don't know how to regulate ourselves. And again, with body image and your image and who we are as a person, it is so important to kind of combine both of them. And in today's world, everyone is super stressed and no one has the tools. So yeah, we really thought it was important to show the women that we're working with how to use different tools. They don't have to have every single one. They might find one that they love. And whether it's meditation, body scan, yoga, breath work, journaling, we have it all. So week one, we have paired that with a visualization meditation. So straight away, the girls can start visualizing what goals they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I love visualization, can I say that word? Because it means if your thoughts tend to kind of fly away, which is why people don't like meditation, this one keeps you so engaged. So especially if you do struggle with staying present, try visualization meditation.
Such a tongue twister.
I hate that. Even when I was doing the meditation, I was like, I can't say this.
But I do think that's another thing that we even forgot before we even started talking about the weeks, was that we pair so much. Like I just talked about, we pair the one-to-one coaching, we pair the group,
everything's taught
and
about.
We pair mindfulness. So it's every week has been taught out so much, and through obviously trial and error and understanding what works for the women and what doesn't. But the mindfulness section is such an important part, and like, again, you get so much in this project. Like, you're also getting all of your mindfulness videos. If you've been on the fence and you don't really know how to, where to even start to work on yourself, or mindfulness or anything like that, we kind of have that covered. So now moving on to week two, it's a fun one. I love it. It's
every week we're like, I love this week,
it's my favorite. I think that's just because we've been through it and we know how how amazing it can be to actually heal these things.
And I just think as well, like, we're not robots. We have literally gone through this ourselves. Like, we have picked and plotted every single theme here for an absolute reason. You know, again, whether it was our own journeys and what we needed back then, or whether it's with the clients that we work with. So yeah, I think that's why we love all the weeks.
I know, yeah. So week two is relationship with food. So in this week, I cover binging, restriction, and emotional eating. So again, I went through all of this. I went through emotional eating, I went through restriction, I went through binging. I got to the tiny body. I still didn't like myself. Like I said, we said earlier, I was actually riddled with more insecurity. I've done the binging and I created so much shame around myself, my body image. My body image drastically changed into a quote unquote bigger body, I'm going to say. And that was all, again, just a way. I didn't know how to cope with any thoughts in my head. I didn't know how to cope with any emotions that I felt. I also didn't know how to cope, which is such a big one for anybody who is maybe soothing themselves kind of in a negative way, is that control. So I didn't know how to cope with being that feeling of out of control. And this is actually paired with a full body stretch. So why have we actually paired week two, relationship with food, binging, with a full body stretch? And it's just a great way to, if anybody doesn't like, let's just say, just sitting there in the first week and they are not really vibing with the meditation, which is totally okay, by the way. You're not, like Hannah said, you're not
I wasn't into meditation. I love breath work instead and whatever.
You're not gonna love every single mindfulness activity, and that's not the goal. Our goal is not to try and
force
certain things. It's trying to open your mind up to different things that might work for you. So the full body stretch is a great way to actually just connect back with your body, but people are still doing something, so they're still, their mind is still active, they're still moving their body, but they're doing it at obviously a slower pace.
And then week three, we are going into limiting beliefs, and limiting beliefs are kind of the core of literally everything. So what I always say, the girls in the project will know this, but your thoughts create your actions. Was I didn't understand the thoughts in my head, and coincidentally all of my actions were super negative, destructive. I would always say I wanted to do the most positive things, and I would go and completely do the complete opposite. And basically, limiting beliefs are your beliefs about yourself. So that I can't, I'm not good enough, that I'm not good enough comes up with absolutely every person that we deal with. And think about it, if you don't think you're good enough, how do you ever expect yourself to show up in the world, to receive good things, to be successful, to chase your goals, to get the abundance and everything that you want? You can't do it. If your thoughts are always creating those actions, your actions are always going to go with what it believes. Do you know that way? Within the first month, we want to make sure that every girl knows what is holding them back, and we're going to give them the exact tool to literally change every single limiting belief that they have, and we're going to show them how to take action against. So that week then is paired with a breathwork sequence. Breathwork's my fave. Personally, I'm the gal whose head spirals when she sits down, so I found meditation really difficult. So breathwork for me allowed my nervous system obviously just to calm down, but I also had something to focus on. So a breath count, whether it was counts of four, counts of six. So this one suited me. So we definitely wanted to show the girls how to, I think there's two different breathwork sequences. So there's a few different ones to kind of go from.
Yeah. And then we move on to week four. So this is another fun one. And it's so nice because obviously, again, as you'll see, all of these weeks tie in so well to each other. Like the first 4 weeks, all interlink so heavily. So we move on to body image, nutrition, and diet culture. So if you're someone who is just held captive by how you look, it's the only place that you get your worth from. You think you're only good enough if you look a certain way. There's too much, like we said, that's on a pedestal. So there's too much pressure on that. And that's why you'll find yourself like maybe describing your day-to-day life as constantly up and down with regards to your worth as such, or how you feel about yourself, because your body image is constantly up and down. And if that's the only place you get your worth from, it is a dangerous place to be.
I've been there, done that.
Oh like, my God, yeah. But it's such a dangerous place to be, because we as women know how much our bodies fluctuate on a day-to-day basis. But also, this links so back to obviously our limiting beliefs as well, because it's like your body image is made up of the thoughts and the feelings that you have about yourself. So it's how you perceive yourself on a day-to-day basis, and think of how many thoughts you have, how many feelings you have on a day-to-day basis. So if they're in any way a negative, in a negative state, you're going to perceive your body image in a negative way as well. Or if you're going through, you know, let's just say not good enough has come up, that belief that sometimes triggers for me sometimes, and I'm like, you can see life through such a negative lens, but you then project that onto your body. And
I think people, I know even with the clients I work with, they wake up and they look at themselves in the mirror, and based off of what they see, they think their body is telling them they have bad body image. And I'm like, girl, before you even woke up, whatever you were seeing in that mirror that day, it's a mindset thing. It's how you already were feeling. It's actually the other way around. So people, it's the girls who are on the project will know.
I know, it's such
It's actually, and that was even for me, when I wake up for body image, like to check in, if I see something I don't want to see, I straight away now have to go, what's behind that?
Yeah, you have to kind of check in with yourself. But diet culture as well, if you've always felt captive to calories, counting, pressures, thinking good and bad, guilty, feeling guilty after certain foods, we are removing all of this, okay? And I think, I think one thing that we do want to get across is that like, we're not expecting anybody to be perfect in the project. And I think as well, sometimes all of this information and just like creating more self-awareness around yourself can be, it's not, I think creating more self-awareness around yourself is difficult. Because
there's layers to this, by the way. So like, me and you have been doing this for how long? Years. And I'm still learning things, you know what I mean? So I think, we do 8 weeks, but this, like, even girls have been through the project. Even for us, you'll go back and watch a video a second time and get something else.
Yeah, it's like reading a book for a second time.
And like, that's okay.
Yeah, I just think it's not about, this project isn't about being perfect, and it's not about,
the messier you are, the more we help. Do you know,
it's, I don't think it's about understanding or getting every single limit and belief that you have, or you know, fixing everything straight away. But it is, if you can create awareness around these things, it means you can change them. And if you create awareness in these 8 weeks, it means then that you're literally changing yourself from the inside out, basically. So week four is paired with a full body scan. So the goal of the full body scan is to become aware of what's happening in your body, any sort of tension that you might be holding, any sort of emotions, you know, how tight your traps are, if you're holding your jaw, if you're clenching your jaw, if your eyebrows are tense. Like, it's just to become aware of what's happening in the body, and that way you can connect back to the body. But the goal in this is not to change anything that you feel in your body, it's just to become aware of it, because the more awareness you have of what's going on in your body, the more you can then soothe it, not in the negative coping mechanisms, which is back in week one. So it's all just really tying into to each other. So now we move on to our second block.
Yeah, and the first one flies in, doesn't it?
Yeah, the first 4 weeks go so fast.
To kickstart the first month, we'll also do a little review and a little call with the girls as well after the first month. But then we kickstart another one of my favorite weeks, which is self-sabotage. And being honest, this gets a bad rap sometimes. Like, there was one part that doesn't, and the girls like, what is that?
What is this? Yeah.
They were terrified. And I was like, no. Self-sabotage is literally just how you hold yourself back. And being honest, nearly every inquiry that we get, the reason that people aren't achieving their goals, they all say themselves.
Myself. Yeah, I actually do too.
They all do. And I, that was me for years. And I didn't even know what self-sabotage was. And if the reason you're not achieving your goals is yourself, 100% self-sabotage is at play. And I think the word is kind of a bit intimidating, because no one wants to be the reason. We want to blame everything else and be like, no, this is why I'm not doing this, and this is why that's happening. But
why does someone self-sabotage though?
You have to go and do the project anyway. No, for anyone here. So the reason that you self-sabotage all comes back to your belief. So this is why we obviously do the beliefs in the second week. So your actions, like what I said there, your thoughts create your actions. If you are someone, I'll use a really good example. If you are someone who feels like they're really unlovable and they don't deserve good things, you'll probably find yourself in really toxic relationships with the worst people, always getting heartbroken. It's not that you want that, but it's because it's what you believe. You know, if you believe that I actually can't do a fat loss phase, I actually can't stick to something long term. You'll probably notice after 2 weeks you will self-sabotage somehow, because the belief is there that you can't do it anyway. You know,
and these are running so deep, like, these are subconsciously.
Yeah, 100%. And on a surface level, you're just seeing the black and white of, geez, I keep messing up. I keep, you know, the all or nothing keeps coming in, the perfectionism, whatever it might be. Yeah. And you're like, what's going on here? But actually, when you can go back to the belief, it's so easy to stop that cycle. Mm. And I know for me, everyone has different tendencies as such. I could be procrastination, you know, fear of judgment, fear of failing, comparison, self-doubt. These are all ways we hold ourselves back. So when you can understand why you're actually doing that, you can break your cycle. So like what you said, I think a second ago there, about you'll kind of repeat the same thing and you'll have awareness. But when you have awareness and you do something 10 times over, it might take you that 10 times.
Yeah.
But I promise you, one day that will break. Yeah. Whereas people are repeating self-sabotage cycles, not even knowing what they are and why they're doing it. And there's your inner critic saying, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the shame and everything just builds up. Whereas if you can say, oh, this is why this is happening.
Yeah.
You'll probably, and I even know the girls I'm working with on binging, you will probably binge a million times again. But one day it breaks because you see the before, you see the cycle happen, you know how to fix it, you know the belief behind it. It all starts making sense.
And you know yourself as well, the amount of girls, even in the project that have come to us with binging or anything else that they're having so much shame about. So that negative coping mechanism in the first week that they're having so much shame around because they're doing it and they're just constantly shaming themselves. Like, why the fuck did I do that?
You
and I know.
Hate yourself and to love yourself.
But I know I was the exact same. I was like, I couldn't understand why I would binge because it would make me feel shite. Yeah. Like, honestly shite. And you're probably the same. Your negative coping mechanisms don't make you feel great.
No.
But in the moment, they obviously soothe that part of yourself. But when you can actually understand, like, that's one thing I always explain to the girls in the project. I'm like, if you can understand why you do something, it releases straight away that first week. It releases that. It's almost like a relief of that shame.
I agree, yeah. I think, like, even just to, like, whether it's food or, like, I know for me, I still kind of can. Like, the avoidancy comes true.
Yeah.
I'm such an isolator. When things go wrong, I just try and escape.
Mm.
And I used to be like, why am I, like, you know, I have 10 emails to get back to. I have all my friends to reply back to. I've worked things that I didn't get done. What is going on? And the shame would build up and I'm like, you're the worst person ever, you're lazy, you're this, you're that. When actually now I can understand, oh, that was just my way of protecting myself.
Absolutely.
You know, I couldn't self-soothe myself. That was me trying to protect myself by removing myself from the situation or whatever. And this is where you can gain so much more self-compassion. So now when I go to avoid or isolate, now I've done it enough times to be like, oh, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, let's just do something different this time. You don't have to go for that anyway.
We constantly preach is that, like, one of the main tools you will get from this project is what you just mentioned there, the self-compassion. But you just, sorry, that was just so great that you mentioned that there was that, like, you won't be able to find that compassion for yourself if you don't
understand.
Yeah. Because how can you have compassion for something that you don't understand? You'll just be like, no, I keep, my actions just don't line up. Why can't they just fucking line up? And you'll be cursing yourself and giving out yourself.
So week 5's then mindfulness activity is paired with a breathwork sequence. So their second one of the mindfulness. Then week 5's mindfulness activity is going to be their second breathwork sequence. So they'll have a part one in the first block and then a part two in the second one.
That brings us on to week 6. So this is a fun one. And I think people maybe, when they see the name emotional regulation, they're like, what the fuck is that?
I do think emotional regulation, nervous system regulation, it's popping off.
Yeah, it is. Like, it actually is starting to pop off. Yeah. And like when you're going to any of like in-person events and stuff like that and you're doing breath work. Yeah, mainly actually, sorry, breath work. If you go to any breath work classes, like that is you just regulating your nervous system. I don't know. It's just so divine how the project is tooting my own horn here, but how the project is obviously designed, because if you can regulate your nervous system, you can then regulate your emotions. But if you are in fight or flight or you're stuck there, you cannot come through and regulate your emotions. It's like that part of the brain
hand
is
in hand together.
Yeah, but that part of the brain is actually shut off to regulate your emotions. So that's exactly why we have the mindfulness, because then if somebody can regulate their nervous system and just bring themselves back, we're not looking for you to sit here for 10 hours and zen. Like, it's just for you to take that 2 minutes, even. Like, we've had some of the girls just creating a morning routine of like literally 2 minutes in the morning. Yeah, and like doing their breath work and bring themselves back to the present moment, because then when triggers come up or limiting beliefs come up that day or whatever it might be that you deal with, you can then regulate the emotions that come through with that. So that's literally all this week is about, is about emotional awareness, diving into just understanding your emotions, where they're created, where they come from, how they obviously shape the life that we have, because they then shape us into the beliefs that we have. So yeah, it's a very interesting week, but that is paired with a lovely meditation. So this is the second one into the second block. So we have
nighttime
one, but yeah, it's a nice way to obviously, again, like the goal is just to relax in these mindfulness. Like if you're someone who can't relax, you probably need some mindfulness in your day-to-day life. So that's the goal here, is just to help the ladies relax.
And then we move into week 7.
And we're currently on week 7 right now. We're on week
7 right now, yeah. So we've one more week left of the current project. But this week we are covering all things mindset. So everything you'll probably notice, they all kind of add up in their own little way. From week 1 to week 2, they all work together. But mindset in this week, we will be covering exactly how to challenge your thoughts, which is a really big one. On like, when the negative thoughts come in, you need to know what to do with them. And like what I said, I think at the start of this, you cannot help what happens to you in life. You can't help what thoughts come in. I wish I could turn people's thoughts off.
I know.
But you know, negative has to come with the positive. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't know how to celebrate the positive. We don't even allow them in, number mm-hmm. one. But number two, we don't know what to do when negative thoughts come in, and we take them as face value. We take them as truth. We don't know how to challenge them. So yeah, and this week we are going to show you how to stop the spiraling negative thoughts. So when one comes in, you can deal with it, so you don't have to let them manifest and kind of consume your thoughts. But yeah, challenging them and actually seeing, is there truth to this? You know, we give a few different tools on how to actually do that, which is fun too. Perspective changes, how to reframe, you know, your situations and things that are going on, so you can see things a little bit different. And again, when you compare this with like your emotional regulation, your self-sabotage, your belief systems, it all makes sense. Yeah. So that's why we kind of have mindset in the last one, to make sure the girls are bulletproof before they head off. And then this week is paired with yoga. A little yoga flow to kind of get the girls back into their body a little bit more.
Okay, and then we move into our final week, which is goal setting and a women's circle. So this is our favorite week to kind of bring everything together. So the goal setting isn't as long as obviously the other videos. Also, by the way, our videos are like max 30 minutes long. Yeah. So we had an interesting question. We actually got signed up literally before we started this podcast for the next project, which starts on May 12th, by the way. But it was a great question that I do get asked a lot. And it's basically if this has to be done at a certain time, or if you have to be available on certain days to partake in this project and you don't. So the way that we work this project is it's all at your own time. So we release the videos on a Monday. You get your video on a Monday, it's sent into the group chat, and you have then until Thursday to watch the video and do your check-in. So your check-in, if you've been with a coach before, you'll have a weekly check-in with your coach. And anyway, so that's exactly how the project works as well, is you'll have a check-in with myself or Hannah every single week. And this is where we'll work on the goals that you have, number one, came to the project for, and whatever has cropped up for you that particular week. So you have, like I said, till Thursday to fill in your check-in, and on Thursday then you will get your check-in feedback mm-hmm. back. But yeah, basically you have like 4 full days to watch literally a 30 minute video and just fill in your check-in sheet. So I don't think it's not that much at all.
No, and it just suits people. Like, we've girls in Australia, we've girls across the world, so that's why we do it that way. And along with that, like, you will have your video to watch, and every single week will have a different topic, sorry, your theme. But when you work one-to-one with your coach, if you want to just work on body image or whatever your goals are for joining the project, you will continuously do that with your one-to-one coach.
Absolutely.
But we do think it's important every week to have a different theme and topic, so you're learning as you go. But I have girls, you know, that, and it's funny, they think, I don't need to work on my relationship with food
until
they do that week. Or they might say, oh, well, I don't need to work on my body image, or my mindset's fine, until they join and they're like, oh my God, wow. So there hasn't been one person that hasn't gotten something from each week, which again is why we have them. But when you're working one-to-one with your own coach, everything is a little bit easier, because you know you're doing your week-to-week stuff, but you also are getting that extra one-to-one support too.
Absolutely. And like Hannah said, if you've come to the project mainly just for body image,
that's okay.
But you don't struggle with, or you're thinking you're not struggling with one of the weeks, let's just say, you still are working one-to-one with your coach in anyways. Yeah. So even if you don't struggle with a particular topic, you're still getting that one-to-one help. But like Hannah said, it's not that I think if you're struggling with one, you're struggling with them all. I don't think in that terms. I just think you will 100% get something from every week. Like, I think we had that with Amy the last time. Amy said something brilliant, but she was basically like, I didn't think, like, you know, I would struggle with, let's just say it was relationship with food. I don't know what it was at the time. I think it could have been relationship with food. But she was like, I didn't think I would need the week on relationship with food. But she was like, oh my God, like, it completely opened her eyes up to her own relationship with food. So even if you're not massively struggling with restriction or binging, you can get something from literally every single week. So just bear that in mind.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, we went off on a bit of a tangent there. So we're back to week 8, which is goal setting. And a women's circle. So the women's circle is such a powerful part. It's what we do on week 4, which is where we have to call all the ladies. And that's a women's circle in itself. So a women's circle basically just means you're kind of opening up about everything that you're going through, or how you found it, or any struggles.
Oh, I just think as well, I know people are so afraid to like
share, maybe.
And share. And like, I get it. Like, we both do. Jeez, it's the most hardest thing ever. But when you do that, the amount, like, you set yourself free. And I think when you can even talk about what you're going through with a group of women, I said at the start, there's power in unity. And there's something so healing about knowing that everyone's on the same page. I think when you're dealing with something, struggling with something on your own, we try and fix ourselves on our own. We don't ask for support. We don't get help. So when you have a full group of women all dealing with the same things, hyping each other up, supporting each other, you have your coaches in there that have been there, done that. You know, it's such an empowering place to actually be along your healing journey, because this stuff is hard.
Yeah, it actually is.
Do you know? So like, I think having all the balls in your court is really important.
And I think that just ties back to, like Hannah obviously said, it can be really difficult. And there's actually no doubt about that. But yeah. I think having, when you learn the tools that you learn in this project, so main one being self-compassion, you're no longer hard on yourself, you know, the way you would be if, like, I don't know, whatever goal you're getting to and it's on this pedestal. Our project isn't like that at all. It's basically teaching you compassion for the weeks that, you know, you just, that life doesn't go the way you bloody want it to go. Mm. We all have shit weeks. And yeah, it's just learning how to deal with that and not being so hard on yourself. Mm. Because if you're not so hard on yourself, you can actually move forward. Whereas the more you're hard on yourself, the more you speak negative to yourself, I think people think, like, that's the best way through, or that's the best way to make you put something into action. But it's not. It's actually something that creates more shame around yourself. So when you can have that compassion for yourself, you can move forward each week with so much more ease.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the 8 weeks in a nutshell. And we just went off on a tangent about how we met.
Yeah, I'm like, it's only really quick.
But yeah, that's basically the 8 week project and how it came about. And I think that the why behind the project is so much more important than the project itself.
You know, even talking about that, it's just been so nice to kind of go back.
I know, we don't actually talk about it enough because we're too busy in it.
Yeah, maybe. No, that's fair. And I think we just wanted to have a platform where people could come and understand listen to what it is actually about. And I think there's so much you can like put up online, just like text and everything else that, you know, it is so important to us, this project, and we genuinely believe in it so much, and it's helped and it's done amazing things, and we can't wait to see where it goes, and we just want more people to know about it.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed. Just reach out to either of us if you have any questions. You already know what my Instagram is, but I will link Hannah's Instagram in the show notes. Link Rediscovering You in the show notes as well. And if you have any questions on the project, please do message us, or anything that you want us to record another episode on. If it was just one particular topic that you want us to dive into.
I'd love to know out of the 8 weeks, actually what people
would like more of.
Or struggling with, just another question.
Please do let us know, actually, because we could record another episode.